Good afternoon, Advanced Fire. This is Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Kim. Is Ron there?
I believe he might be. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Danny with Cardiff?
Yes.
And can I let him know what the call is regarding?
Yeah, I was calling about some financing through Dollar Bank Leasing back in 2011.
Okay, and can I also get a contact number for you, Danny, in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, my direct line, it's 858-779-0424.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hi, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
With who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to touch base with you, Ron, on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. You know, it looks like it's based on some financing I did with Dollar Bank Leasing back in 2011. So the business...
I think we paid that off.
Right, right. I'm not calling about, I mean, I am calling about that, but we sent out some offers based on that financing for equipment finance and working capital. So just want to see, you know, what you had planned for the rest of the year, where you might need some financing.
Where is Bank of Cardiff at?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff, the location I'm at is in San Diego.
Where are they headquartered? I never heard of them.
Right, yeah, we have a couple locations on the West Coast. We're headquartered right here in San Diego. We're a privately held direct lender, so, you know, we just do equipment finance, working capital, and just wanted to reach out, you know, see if you had anything, any needs this year.
I have a credit line with... Well, he used to be with National City, and then came First Com, and now I'm with Northwest Savings Bank. I got about 600,000 credit line. I need to up it 100 to a mil. You interested in that kind of activity?
Right. So you have a $600,000 line of credit right now with.
Maybe it's 500. I'm not real sure. We made the arrangement, I think, 2-3 years ago when I took and refinanced the building and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
Okay, and how much, you know, do you have? What's the current balance on that?
I don't know. The reason we want to up it because we're always maxed out on it. You know, most of the time, you know, we're within 20% or 10% of where we're at.
Right.
Ability to do larger work to do more business. So
exactly.
We're in
process
of talking to Northwest about re-upping things. They're waiting for the most current financials, which is always, you know,
right.
6 months behind times because we're a small outfit. I don't have full time CPA working for me, but
right.
I'd be happy to talk to you if your interest rates are within reason and you work with miniature companies like me.
Right, exactly. And we do, you know, we work with small, medium-sized businesses. And, yeah, we do working capital, which sounds like what you're looking at. And, you know, you said you're on 500 and 600 right now. Might be maxed out. So you're looking for an additional, you know, 500.
Yes.
1,000. Okay. And what do you normally use the capital for? I know you probably, I'm guessing, like flipping inventory or materials?
Yeah, inventory, labor, supply chain support, receivables support. I am not interested in a factoring arrangement.
Right.
I was involved in that for 10 years and finally got out of it. I was paying way too much interest.
Right. Yeah, we don't do factoring. Working capital that we offer, it's unsecured cash. And generally how the programs work, you know, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. Like
define,
to give you
define top line revenue, what's that mean?
Like your sales. So not I'm not talking your total your profit, but your sales. So what were like sales like last year for you?
5.5-6 million.
Okay. 5.5 to 6. That's great. Are you planning on going above that this year?
No, I'm constricted by my
cap line. Right, I got you. So you're looking, yeah, this will help for growth. So just a quick estimate, you know, based off that, we'd be able to get you around that, you know, 550,000, you know, on up, depending on, yeah, 500 around 800. I mean, would you be able, is that something that you'd be able, is that what you're wanting, or do you want as much as you can get? Like, what are you just shooting for the extra 500, or are you?
I would like a total availability of a million, if possible, you know.
Okay.
I could step ladder the thing, you know, if I could go, like I told Northwest, if I could go to 750 this year and see how things go, and if I still am in a growth spiral, then I might want to go to 850 the following year, you know, and step ladder the thing up, you know what I mean? My deal with them was a 3-year deal, and it's over, and they, you know, and so rather than keeping me at 500, you know, I wanted to go up. But I'm happy to talk to other people. You know, they're exceptionally conservative. I don't have any problem with that, but I'm just willing to take a look at other options.
Right, exactly, and that's smart to always look at, you know, the other options. And, like, so with this inventory, how fast do you normally flip it, you know, and get a return on it? Do you, you know, is it monthly, like, quarterly? How does it all?
It my capital requirement moves left to right. Sometimes I needed to pay labor to do installation work because we install fire alarm and protective system and security system work, and it's mostly labor and a little bit of material. And other times I'm real heavy material, and I turn it in 60 days. You know, I don't need it just to support material. Sometimes it's supporting labor and also installation and what have you, construction related business. And a lot of financial institutions don't want to be involved with construction related companies.
Right.
Northwest, right. They're not used to construction companies, so I'm kind of an anomaly.
Right, and we specialize like construction industries. You know, we work with a lot of different, you know, from pavers, you know, construction companies, excavating companies. I mean, we work with a lot because they constantly have that cash flow. There's always a need there, and I think the reason why bigger banks kind of stay away is just because the margins sometimes. It's really tough, like, with the capital always there. Because I know, do you have, like, net 30 payouts with the customers, or is it just pay on delivery or cash COD, right?
No, my turn is about 60 days.
Okay, that's not too bad. Some companies I've seen at 120, 90, that's, like, machine shops. It's nuts. Like, I don't know how they
are able
to sustain that.
My average is 60, my average receivables is 1.2 to 1.4 million. At any one given time, you know. That's about what it is.
That's okay.
My payables typically across all three groups is probably 450 to 500,000, and the rest is how shall we say, labor and overhead costs and that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And how long have you been in business over there for?
1950s.
Wow, is that's great. You guys have been around for a while. Is it a family business?
Yeah, I just had a guy retire 52 years here.
Wow, that's great to have that loyalty and be able to retire like that.
Yeah, I got good people. That's.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at it 1970.
1970.
I got the third generation coming up. That's one of the reasons why we got a growth spurt, because third generation happens to be pretty aggressive.
And that's great, and that's you know, it's hard to find good work nowadays. I know that's what I hear anyway a lot. So it's good you have that, you know, the next generation coming up.
So you're in San Diego.
Yeah, I'm in San Diego. Yeah.
Country,
and
man.
I'm sorry?
Surf?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm definitely on the beach, you know, all the time. But you ever been out here?
Oh yeah. I'm on the left coast.
Yeah. Yeah, my family is actually, my mom's side is from New Jersey. So, I like it out there too on the East Coast. It's,
I like California. My daughter lives out in Topanga Canyon in California.
Oh, okay.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. Los Angeles area. Yeah, so you come out here often then?
Yeah, I'm out a couple times a year.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you thinking moving out here, or are you going to stay on the East Coast?
Nah. I'm a farmer from Western Pennsylvania.
I like the East Coast because it's busy, but it's more laid back. Out here, you know, it's just constant go, nonstop. I've never been to New York, so I can imagine, you know, but I'm sure it's just like out here.
Don't bother.
Yeah, don't bother.
The place is a cesspool.
Oh, I know. That's why I hear it's just a bunch of, I don't know, just crazy people. This amount of people out there, small area.
It's our government.
It's. I'm sorry.
Our government.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
Our yeah.
Government has no interest in the people that who are this country. You know, what time is it there? 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost 11. Yeah, 10:45. So it's like one, almost 2 year time.
Half the, you know, 1/3 of the people in this country are just waking up. You know?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? Like
first of the month, so they're gonna see how much is on their access cards, their welfare cards, how much they got left.
Right. No, it makes sense, and I hear you. They need to take, you know, care of the home team. Hopefully this will change in the elections coming up, you know.
Are you a Trump bot or are you a Hillary bot?
I think I'm more for Trump.
Hey, go for it. No, serious. How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 26.
I was going to say 28. Sound a little more mature.
It sounds, thank you.
I don't envy your future, man.
Oh, no, I don't. I know. It's scary, you know. Like, I think, you know, the way things are going, hopefully something turns around.
How much commission you get whenever you make a deal?
Well, you know, it depends, you know, what, you know, kind of deals we look at. But, yeah, I mean, I do pretty good for myself.
Your company, one of these companies that needs $10,000 to find a loan?
No. So, how it would work, like, so... You know, it's based off your sales. We specialize, you know, in small, medium-sized businesses, and they're sales-based loans. You know, we do equipment finance, working capital. So there's no, like, requirements. So for you needing, like, the $500,000, you want to get closer to the million. I know that, we could shoot for. But it'd probably be around that $500,000 to $800,000 range.
There's no sense in us talking if I can't get over 750. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can free up 10 to 15.
You might want to call me next year if your guidelines, you know, at you know, 6 million in sales won't allow you to go over 750. Then you know, I think.
Oh.
I'm not
well, yes.
Waste your time. Don't you waste mine? You know.
Oh, correct. Yeah, I'm not trying to waste your time. So, based off 6 million, we'll say 6 million. We can get you around 600,000 in the low end. And then the high end, we get you around 900,000 because we do 10 to 15% of your sales.
What's
and do you have any? I'm sorry.
I'm, What's the interest rate? How many points?
Right. So basically how this works is it's a fixed. This isn't like a line of credit. This is, you know, it's a fixed, it's a termed loan. So they range from 3 months to 3 years. So like, what would you be, you know, looking at?
1 year.
Okay. So yeah, right around there. And basically how this works is they're going to, we'd have to look at, you know, the bank statements, and they'd need 6 months, which I'm sure you said you already had because you're working with Northwest. And then it'd be your most recent tax return, data, you know, confirming the sales that you had, you know, last year, or 2014 works if you got an extension. And then that's a one-page app, really simple, because you're the 100% owner, correct?
I'm the majority owner. I got some minor people involved.
Okay, what's your percentage ownership?
I exceed 66%.
Okay, that's fine, because we have majority. Okay, so yeah, it'd be a one-page app. You know, that you'd have to fill out, and I can actually get you an answer by the end of the week on what you'd be standing with us. And it include, you know, the terms that you'll be able to choose. It'd give you a couple options to choose from, as well as total payback and, you know, the amount we can get you. Now, do you have any other current loans besides this line of credit that you have maxed out over there?
No, I got vehicle loans, you know, secured vehicle loans.
Okay, any other working capital loans?
No.
Okay, and do your customers pay with credit cards? Like, is that majority of your cash flow?
Majority of it is checks.
Checks, okay. All right, and now you're working with Northwest. Have they told you anything, or is it kind of just you're waiting to hear back and they're dragging their feet?
No, they're waiting to see the get our year-end financials. And,
right.
They get them. And they indicated they're more than happy to aggressively consider the increase, just that they have cost.
Okay.
Right. They're more a savings and loan operation than they are a commercial lender. So
right.
People that don't understand business or the business.
Right. Exactly, and that's, you know, we're here to build relationships, and I know you said that you're looking to, you know, bring on an X amount you want constantly with us. So say when you get all your financials in, we get you the information that you pick the term. So say you choose the year, when it's 6 months, you can actually refinance that. The amount that we give you, you get qualified for more money, better terms. And we're trying to build that relationship with businesses, because I know with the construction industries, you're constantly either turning over materials or needing, you know, jobs and cash flow. So this is unsecured cash. It's not like you can only use one thing. It's uncallable, like your line of credit is. So it's definitely a way for businesses, you know, a secondary source of funding. And when do you need this by?
I could have used it last year. You know, I could have, like I said, I had a 3-year deal with Northwest, and they'd be more than happy just to keep things going. But, you know, I need more money, so they got to get up for a re-review. But let me give you my email address. Send me your application and all your details, and I'll review that tonight. You can call me tomorrow at this time.
All right, sounds good. Ron, what's a good email for you?
R-O-N.
Okay.
At A is in Apple, P is in Paul, A-P, Fire.
Okay.
.net.
All right. Okay, Ron, I'll shoot you over an email. I'll have the application attached and the list of documents we'd need. It's just, like I said, 6 months business bank statements, most recent tax return. Yeah. And then...
How did you come across our name?
Right. So we did send out some offers to the business. I'm not sure. It's the address we had in files, 210 West Drive in Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Mailed it?
You got it?
No, I said you mailed the information?
Correct. We mailed the information. We saw that you did some financing with that Dollar Bank Leasing, you know, back in 2011, and we reviewed your, you know, credit profile on Dun & Bradstreet, DNB. So we sent out some offers, just wanted to see, you know, if we, there's something else you had coming up that we could help you out with, you know.
So you're using UCC filings and DNB for your prospecting?
Right. We looked at you and we did our research, you know, through Experian, and we just wanted to reach out. You know, we like to work with companies with a strong borrowing, you know, history, and you know, would like to help you guys out. We know it's tough, you know, working with these bigger banks ever since the recession, and they drag their feet and opportunities are lost. And I mean, when do you think you can, you know, give me all the information and get this going for you, and I can actually get you an answer by the end of the week if you're able to get it to me by today or tomorrow. But if not, definitely by next week. We're really quick at getting answers. So we understand, you know, opportunities come and go quick in business, and we're trying to build those relationships.
Well, I would, I'll meet with my, my financial girl here tomorrow. Talk to her about it. Okay?
Okay. All right, and you want me to follow up with you tomorrow at this time?
Yeah, you give me a call tomorrow, and I'll let you know where we're at.
All right, Ryan. Well, sounds good, and thank you for your time. And I'll shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.